Welcome to the Depth Dive. So you've pointed us towards a really interesting piece from RCD Electrical. It's dated Sunday, the 25th of May, 2025. And it asks a question loads of homeowners must think about. Do I need a certificate after a rewire?
It's a great question. A really practical one.
Exactly. And that's what we're digging into for you today. We want to give you that clear, essential info on why this certificate is, well, pretty much vital after a house rewire.
Get you the knowledge you need quickly without getting bogged down.
Precisely. So let's jump straight in.
Okay. Well, the article, it puts that question right up front, doesn't it? And the short answer they give, a definite yes.
A firm yes.
But, you know, it's understanding why, all the reasons behind that yes. It's not just admin, it's fundamental.
Okay, let's unpack that why. The article first mentions the legal side, Part P of the UK building regulations. Sounds official. What's the key thing for homeowners there?
Yeah, Part P, it's basically the rule book for electrical safety in homes. It's there to protect us all, really.
Makes sense.
And it says that for major electrical work, and a rewire absolutely is major work, it must be done by someone competent and then certified.
And if you don't, the article mentions fines.
Fines, yes, potentially. But also, think about selling your house. No certificate. That can cause huge problems. A sale could genuinely fall through. Imagine that stress.
Right. Yeah, that's a big deal. And, okay, beyond the legal stuff, the article really pushes the safety angle, which seems obvious for electrics, I suppose.
Absolutely paramount. A rewire isn't like changing a light bulb. It's a major operation on your home's nervous system, if you like.
Good analogy.
It needs real precision, strict adherence to the safety standards. That's BS 7671, the wiring regs. Without the checks that the certificate proves have happened, well, you could have hidden dangers.
Like what sort of dangers?
Faults, risk of fire, electric shocks, serious stuff. The certificate is basically proof those checks were done, that it's safe.
Okay. The article also brings up insurance. That might not be the first thing people connect with a rewire certificate.
No, but it's a really crucial point. Think practically. Your home insurance probably requires any big electrical job to meet the regs.
Ah, okay.
So if, heaven forbid, you had an electrical fire or something and needed to claim but couldn't show the work was certified,
they might not pay out.
They could have grounds to refuse, yeah.
Yeah.
So the certificate, it's protecting your financial investment too, in a way.
And then the property sales aspect. Sounds like this is becoming standard practice now. Buyers expect it.
Definitely. Buyers, their solicitors, they're much more thorough these days. They'll almost always ask for paperwork for recent major work, especially electrical.
Right.
No certificate. That's a big red flag. Buyers might worry about safety or the cost of getting it checked and fixed themselves. It can mean delays, lower offers.
Or even losing the buyer altogether.
Exactly. It smooths the whole selling process if you have it ready.
Okay, so let's talk about the certificate itself. The Electrical Installation Certificate, EIC. What's actually in this document?
Right, the EIC. It's the formal proof the work meets the required safety standards. BS 7671.
The wiring regs again?
Yep. And it's pretty detailed. It has your property details, obviously. Who did the work, the qualified electrician or the company? A description of the job, like was it a full rewire or just part of the house?
Okay.
And crucially, it confirms compliance with BS 7671.
Is it just a statement saying it complies or is there more to it? Like evidence?
Much more. It's backed up by test results. Proper, rigorous testing and inspection.
What kind of tests?
Well, the article mentions things like insulation resistance, checking the wire coverings are sound, earth fault loop impedance that make sure your fuses or breakers trip quickly if there's a fault. Very important. And it checks the RCDs are working correctly. Residual current devices.
RCBs. Those are the super sensitive safety switches.
Exactly. They cut the power instantly if they detect a tiny leak of current. Much faster than old fuses. They're lifesavers, literally. Prevent serious electric shocks.
So all these test results are part of the EIC package?
Usually, yes. They often come on separate sheets called the Schedule of Inspections and the Schedule of Test Results attached to the main EIC. It's a full record. Shows the job's been thoroughly checked.
Now, the article mentioned an alternative, something called an EICR, maybe from the council. When does that happen?
Ah, yes. That usually comes up if the electrician you used wasn't registered with what's called a competent person scheme.
Like NICE EOC or Alexa.
Exactly. Those, yes. Electricians in those schemes can self-certify their own work against the building regs. It's part of their registration.
Okay.
If your electrician isn't in such a scheme, then technically the local authority's building control department needs to be notified about the work. They might then inspect it themselves. or require an inspection, which could result in an EICR, an electrical installation condition report.
But the article suggests that route is maybe less ideal.
Often, yeah. It can be more hassle, take longer, and potentially cost you more because you might have to pay the council inspection fees. That's a big reason why using a registered electrician from one of those schemes is generally easier.
Makes sense. Are there any times you wouldn't need a certificate for electrical work? Minor stuff.
Very rarely. The article mentions tiny jobs like swapping a single socket faceplate or a standard light switch if it's not in a special location.
Special locations being?
Kitchens, bathrooms, outdoors, places with swimming pools. Basically anywhere the risk is considered higher. Those usually need certifying even for minor work.
But a rewire? Full or partial?
Almost certainly, yes. So. That's definitely notifiable work under Part P, so certificate required. If you're ever unsure, the best advice, like the article says, is just ask a qualified electrician.
Okay, so say you're getting a rewire done by a reputable registered electrician. What does the process look like for getting this certificate?
It should be pretty seamless, really. They'll start with an assessment, checking the plan, the materials, making sure everything lines up with BS 7671.
Right, planning stage.
Then the installation itself, obviously focusing on safety and doing it properly. Once the wiring's in, they do all those thorough tests and checks we talked about, continuity, polarity, insulation resistance, the lot. Assuming everything passes, they issue the EIC. And because they're registered, they usually handle the building regulations notification side of things too, often electronically.
So the homeowner doesn't have to worry about that part?
Generally, no. Companies like RCD Electrical, who wrote the article, they explicitly mention handling this whole process. They're NYSEIC registered, so they sort the certification and notification.
Which brings us back to why choose a registered electrician. You've touched on it, but what are the main advantages?
Well, the big one is that they can self-certify. That saves time, money, and hassle compared to getting building control involved separately.
Okay.
Plus, you know, they've been properly trained and assessed. They're regularly checked up on to make sure they're still up to scratch.
So standards are maintained.
Exactly. And they have to stay current with the latest regulations, which change over time. So you get peace of mind. The work is compliant now. RCD Electrical mentioning their NYSEIC status is them signaling that commitment.
It seems there are benefits beyond just ticking the legal boxes, too.
Definitely. Peace of mind is huge, knowing your electrics are safe.
Hmm.
But also property value. We mentioned selling a certified rewire is a definite plus point for buyers.
A selling feature, almost.
It can be, yes. And the article hints at potentially better energy efficiency, too. New wiring, properly installed, might perform better, maybe save you a bit on bills long term.
What about someone who maybe years ago had a rewire but never got a certificate? Are they stuck?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
The article mentions getting an EICR done retrospectively.
The condition report again?
Yes. A qualified electrician can come in, inspect the existing installation thoroughly, see if it meets current standards.
And if it doesn't?
They'd identify any problems, maybe outdated components, unsafe wiring, whatever. Mm-hmm. Then you'd need remedial work done to fix those issues.
And then you could get a certificate.
Potentially, yes. Once the issues are rectified and it passes the tests, an EICR confirming a satisfactory condition could be issued, or depending on the extent of work, maybe even a fresh EIC if significant upgrades were needed.
But it's better to get it right first time.
Oh, absolutely. Much simpler and usually cheaper to get the EIC issued when the work is actually done. Avoids all that later hassle and potential extra cost.
Right. And once you have the certificate, how long should you hang on to it?
The advice is clear. Keep it safe for as long as you own the property.
Forever, basically, while you live there.
Pretty much. You'll likely need it for selling, maybe insurance, or if you have more electrical work done later. File it with your house deeds, gas safety records, that sort of important stuff.
Okay. The article wraps up by mentioning RCD Electrical again.
Yeah, just reinforcing their focus on doing compliant, safe rewires in North London, highlighting their NYSEIC registration again, and ensuring clients get that all-important certificate.
And they include a call to action.
They do. A phone number, 020-348-2928. For a free consultation, specifically for people in their North London area thinking about a rewire.
Okay, so let's pull this all together. The big takeaway seems to be that this certificate, the EIC, after a rewire, it's really not optional, is it?
Not if you want to be legally compliant, safe, insured, and able to sell your house without major issues. It's far more than just paper.
It's proof of safety, proof of compliance.
Exactly. It underpins the electrical integrity of your home. It's documented assurance backed by actual tests, that everything's as it should be. Legally, for insurance, for buyers, it covers all those bases. It's fundamental.
And the key is using those registered electricians from competent person schemes like NYSEEC or Alexa.
Precisely. They have the know-how, the authority to certify, and it just makes the whole process work smoothly for you, the homeowner, gives you that confidence.
This has been really clear, very helpful. It definitely makes you think electricity is so vital, so integral to how we live now. What other things in our homes might have these kinds of, you know, hidden but critical compliance needs?
That's a good point.
Makes you want to be a bit more aware, doesn't it, about the safety rules and regulations that affect our living spaces beyond just the obvious things worth exploring.